Dreamscape presents Culture Smart Thailand by Roger Jones. Narrated by Charles Armstrong. Introduction. To many outsiders, Thailand represents the East at its most mysterious and enigmatic. While on the surface, Bangkok looks like any other modern city, when you start to interact with the locals, differences emerge. Thais react in surprising and unexpected ways. They giggle when you get angry. They get upset if you touch them. They flatter you when it's completely unjustified. And in the most stressful situations, they never seem to lose their cool. You seek to probe beneath the surface, and they smile and become inscrutable. Although the Thais seem charming, gentle, and tolerant, not every visitor feels at ease when dealing with them. Foreigners sometimes deplore their passivity, dislike the fact that they do not give direct answers, or get irritated by their apparent smugness. However, Thai behaviour is rooted in the way they view the world, which is influenced by their beliefs, culture, and traditions. Thais put a great deal of effort into social skills in order to maintain social harmony. They avoid confrontation at all costs, since this only causes unpleasantness and potential loss of face for all parties. But not everything is what it seems. One of the Thais' most potent weapons is the smile that puts people at ease and helps to diffuse difficult situations. On the other hand, it may also serve to cover up feelings or thoughts they do not wish to divulge, or to indicate that there is nothing more to be said on a subject. There are also times when the veneer of charm can turn out to be paper thin, when you have a brush with authority, for instance. Whether you are visiting on business or for pleasure, you need to be aware that different rules and standards apply. Even on a short stay, your experience will be enriched if you make an effort to understand the people and engage with their lifestyle. As their guest, you'll be made to feel at home, all the more reason not to abuse this hospitality by behaving in a manner they might find offensive. Extended sections on history, religion, and the Thai monarchy appear in this short book, for it's impossible to comprehend the Thai psyche without such background knowledge. Thailand has a long and rich culture that continues to be a potent influence, even in modern times. A final word about spelling. In Thai names, PH is an aspirated P, not F. TH is an aspirated T, and KH an aspirated K. In words transliterated for the purposes of this book, the H is omitted. Thai official spelling is used for names, places, and festivals. Otherwise, phonetic spelling, easily understood by English speakers, is used. Chapter 1. Land and People. Thailand was known as Siam until 1939, when it was changed to Muang Thai or Prathet Thai, which both mean land of the free. After the Second World War, it reverted to Siam for a short period, but became Thailand again in 1949. It's roughly the size of France and shaped like a tall tree leaning to the right. Thai schoolchildren are taught to describe the shape of their country as an elephant's head with a long dangling trunk. It's bordered to the west and northwest by Burma, Myanmar, to the northeast by Laos, to the east by Cambodia, and to the south by Malaysia, the Gulf of Thailand, and on the southeastern coast by the Andaman Sea. The regions of Thailand. The Central Plain. This is a huge and mostly flat alluvial plain on which Bangkok stands and where a large proportion of Thailand's rice crop is grown. The hub of the plain is Bangkok, with the twin city of Thonburi across the Chao Phraya River. Together they're known as Metropolitan Bangkok. Metropolitan Bangkok is an enormous, sprawling city of approximately 10 million that has expanded rapidly. The other cities are minnows in comparison. Like many other third-world cities, it's a magnet for the rural poor, and there are extremes of wealth and poverty. It suffers from pollution and gridlock traffic, but public transportation has improved. Other important centres are Kanchanaburi, Nakhon Pathom, Rayong, Samut Songkram, and Phetchaburi, and the resorts of Pattaya and Bang Sen. The population of the Central Plain minus Bangkok is 14 million. The North. This is the most scenic part of Thailand, full of mountains and hills. Chiang Mai, Prai, Sukhothai and Lampang are the main towns, and the region is home to various hill tribes that are ethnically and culturally different from the Thais. The northern dialect differs in some respects from the Thai spoken in the Central Plains and is akin to that spoken in the Shan states of Burma. In former times, most of this area formed the early Thai kingdom of Lanna, population 13 million. The northeast, the Korat Plateau, is generally regarded as the poorest part of Thailand, and it has less rainfall than other parts of the country. The chief towns are Khon Kaen, Udon Thani, Korat, Nakhon Ratchasima, Nong Khai, Roi Et, and Ubon. The Mekong River forms a natural border with Laos, and the northeastern Isan Thai dialect is similar to Lao, population 23 million. Peninsula or Southern Thailand. This region stretches down from the Phetchaburi to the Malaysian border and is only 25 miles wide at its narrowest point. It is characterized by lush vegetation, and toward the south there are tin and rubber plantations. There are a number of holiday islands off the coast, such as Koh Samui and Phuket. Ranong, Surat Thani, Nakhon Si Thammarat, Songkhla, and the railway junction of Hat Yai are the important towns. Population 10 million. Climate and seasons. Thailand has a tropical climate with three main seasons: the hot season, March to May, the rainy season, June to September, and the cool season, October to February. Cool and rainy are relative terms. The average temperature in Bangkok in December is 77 degrees Fahrenheit, but it usually feels much hotter because of high humidity, and there are plenty of fine days in the rainy season. The climate varies according to location. In the mountains of the north, the nights can be cold in December and January. In October, severe flooding is likely to occur all over Thailand, especially in Bangkok. Areas close to the sea often suffer from high levels of humidity. Peninsula Thailand has less sharply differentiated seasons. The southwestern coast and hills experience the full force of the southwestern monsoon between May and October, while on the eastern side, most rain falls between October and December. The people. Although there is some ethnic diversity in Thailand, the proportions of which are debatable, over 99% of Thai residents have Thai citizenship, and most of them identify closely with the country of their birth. The Thais. The Thai people are believed to have originated in the Altai mountain region of northern Mongolia 5,000 years ago. They emigrated westward to the Yellow River and later to the mouth of the Huang Ho River and the Chinese province of Sichuan. Attacks by the Tatars and Chinese drove them further south, and by the 1st century CE they were living in the Yunnan Valley of south-central China. In the 7th century CE they began to move southward, settling in what is now Laos and northern Thailand, and gradually absorbed the indigenous Mon and Khmer inhabitants. The Chinese. Much of the commercial life of the country is in the hands of the Chinese, some of whom have been here since the 18th century, have intermarried with Thais and have adopted Thai ways. There were also waves of Chinese immigrants in the 19th and 20th centuries, a minority of whom still practice their own traditions, such as Confucianism. They account for between 11 and 14% of the population. The Malays. This is the third largest ethnic group. They practice Islam, speak Malay and Thai, and most live in the four southern provinces of Naratiwat, Patani, Yala and Satun. Some have settled in Bangkok and other cities. The Khmer. Together with the Mon, these were the original inhabitants of Thailand, who were later almost entirely assimilated by the Thais. However, Khmer, Cambodian, is spoken in the areas bordering Cambodia, and you may meet Cambodians who fled their country during the upheavals of the 1970s and 80s and did not return. The Mon. The Mon have been almost completely assimilated by the Thais, but a few Mon-speaking communities remain in the Central Plain and some of the provinces. The Indians. In the towns and cities you will find a number of Indian shopkeepers, often involved in tailoring and the textile trade. Indians are also employed as guards and night watchmen. Thai criminals are afraid of them because of their dark skins. The Hill Tribes. There are a number of different peoples, including the Akha, Mayo, Karen, Lawa, Lisu and Hmong, who live mainly in the hills to the north and west. They're thought to number approximately 750,000, and each tribe has its own distinctive customs and languages. Brief history. The Early Kingdoms. In the 7th century CE, the Thais began to move south into what is now Laos and northern Thailand, areas populated by the Khmers and the Mon. There was some conflict with the Khmers, but the Mon kingdoms, known as Dvaravati, were more readily assimilated. The first substantial Thai kingdoms to be founded were those of Lanna or Lanna Thai under King Mengrai, 1259 to 1317 in the north, and to its south, Sukhothai, 1240 to 1376, whose most famous leader was King Ramkhamhaeng, 1275 to 98. Under King Ramkhamhaeng, Sukhothai expanded rapidly and is believed to have occupied territory stretching from Luang Prabang, now in Laos, in the north to Nakhon Si Thammarat in the south, but excluding all lands to the east of the Chao Phraya River. Sukhothai became a great centre for Thai art and architecture, as well as for Theravada Buddhism. The king, who is credited with adapting the Khmer and the Mon alphabets to the requirements of the Thai language, seems to have been a just and benevolent ruler, in contrast to some of the god kings of the Khmer Empire. In the time of King Ramkhamhaeng, this land of Sukhothai is thriving. There is fish in the water and rice in the fields. The king has hung a bell in the opening of the gate over there. If any commoner has a grievance which sickens his belly and agonizes his heart, he goes and strikes the bell. The king questions the man, examines the case, and decides it justly for him. Inscription in Thai, ascribed to King Ramkhamhaeng. After King Ramkhamhaeng's death, Sukhothai appears to have gone into a slow decline and was eventually incorporated into the kingdom of Ayutthaya, 55 miles north of present-day Bangkok. Ayutthaya had been founded in 1350 by U Tong, a general of Chinese descent, who married into the Thai aristocracy. U Tong and his successors adopted many of the administrative practices of the Khmer. Ayutthaya consolidated its grip on the former Mon kingdoms, but the Lanna kingdom remained free of Ayutthayan control. In the 16th century, the Burmese conquered Ayutthaya, which was now coming to be known as Siam, and many of its residents were taken as slaves. There were also incursions by the Khmer at this time. Under King Naroswan, 1590 to 1605, the Burmese were repelled, although they were to remain a constant threat, and large swathes of Cambodia came under Siamese control. In the early 17th century, Ayutthaya opened links with the West, sending an embassy to The Hague in 1608 and signing a treaty with Portugal soon after. Thereafter, trade developed with other European countries, as well as China, India, and Persia, and it became an important commercial centre. Foreigners began to settle and establish businesses in the kingdom, the population of which was estimated to be 300,000 or more in the middle of the 17th century, larger than London or Paris, and comprised 40 different nationalities. King Narai, 1656 to 88, appointed as his prime minister Constantine Polkon, a Greek who'd served in the British East India Company. Other foreigners were also given jobs in the king's service, including the Englishman Samuel White, nicknamed Siamese White. Embassies were exchanged with France. The French established a garrison at what is now Bangkok and provided mercenaries for the king's army. French missionaries tried in vain to convert King Narai. After King Narai's death, the French garrisons were expelled and there was a backlash against all foreigners. For the next 150 years, Siam had little contact with the West. There were regular conflicts, in particular with the Burmese, who in 1767 destroyed the capital of Ayutthaya, you can still see the ruins, and caused devastation all over the country. This was undoubtedly Siam's darkest hour. However, Paya Thaksin, who'd come to Ayutthaya to be invested as governor of Kampangpet province, managed to escape with 500 men and set about wresting the country from the Burmese. Thaksin was invited to become king, and he established a new capital at Thonburi on the opposite bank of the Chao Phraya River to where Bangkok now stands. During his reign, 1768 to 82, he not only succeeded in driving back the Burmese, but also led successful military campaigns in Burma and Laos. King Thaksin became mentally unbalanced and was forced to abdicate in favour of one of his generals, Chao Phraya Chakri, Rama I, who moved the Siamese capital across the river to Bangkok and founded a royal dynasty that has continued until the present day. The 19th and 20th centuries. During the first decades of the Chakri dynasty, there was further conflict between Siam and her neighbours, as well as the Vietnamese. During this time, much of western Cambodia was brought under Siamese control, including the former capital of the Khmer Empire, Angkor. The northern Lanatai Kingdom, which had at various times been independent or a vassal state, became fully incorporated into Siam. By the beginning of the third decade of the 19th century, a new threat to Siamese independence arose in the form of the European imperial powers. The Siamese were eventually forced to concede territory they held in Cambodia and Laos to the French, and four of the southern Malay states to Britain, However, most of the country remained intact, thanks to the skillful diplomacy of successive kings and their officials. The Siamese were open to Western ideas and adopted Western technology with great enthusiasm, and by the beginning of the 20th century, Siam had all the trappings of a modern state. It became a player on the world stage when it supported the Allies in the First World War, sending troops to fight in northern France. After the war, the country was to become one of the founding members of the League of Nations. In 1932, the absolute monarchy came to an end after a bloodless coup, the first of 18 in the 20th century, by a group of young Turks led by Pridi Panamyong and Praya Pahon Ponpayuhasina. The constitution was changed to make the country a constitutional monarchy, but not long after the army took control and adopted strongly nationalist policies. During the Second World War, Japan invaded Thailand, and the government, under Field Marshal Pibul Songkram, allied itself with Japan, not that it had much choice in the matter. However, the Thai ambassador in Washington refused to declare war on the USA, and a number of prominent Thais were involved in the resistance to the Japanese initiatives, which stood the country in good stead with the USA in the post-war period. After a brief period of democracy, the army retook control of the government, putting Pibul in charge once more. In 1949, a coup d'état by the Navy against him failed, but he was eventually ousted by his defence minister, General Sarit, in 1957. Modern times. Sarit died in 1963, and his successor, Field Marshal Thanom Kittikachorn, reinstituted limited parliamentary democracy in the late 1960s. However, in 1971, military rule was reimposed. In October 1973, pro-democracy demonstrations by students were dealt with ruthlessly by the military government. The students' leaders appealed to the king to restore peace, and the prime minister and his deputy were forced into exile. The king appointed an interim prime minister who supervised the drafting of a new constitution. The following year, democratic rule resumed, but the military felt that the apparent instability of the government boded ill for Thailand's survival at a time when three of its neighbours had fallen to communism, South Vietnam, Laos and Cambodia, and martial law was reimposed, this time with the king's backing. More student demonstrations took place, with many of them joining the communist insurgency movement that appeared to be gaining strength at the expense of the right-wing administration then in power. In 1977, the same military leaders who had put it in power replaced it with a more democratically minded government led by General Krangsak Chomprand. In the 2001 election, the Thai Rak Thai, Thais Love Thais, or TRT party came to power, and its leader, business tycoon Thaksin Shinawatra, became prime minister. His efforts to alleviate rural poverty, introduce universal healthcare, and improve the country's infrastructure proved popular, especially with voters in the north and northeast, with the result that he won the 2005 election with a landslide. However, accusations of corruption, authoritarianism, human rights offences, and other abuses led to a military coup in 2006 and the subsequent dissolution of the TRT party on charges of electoral fraud. Thaksin fled the country and was sentenced to prison in his absence on corruption charges. Various members of the dissolved TRT regrouped to form the PPP, People's Power Party, which after new elections in 2007 formed a government with support from minor parties. Red and Yellow. Despite his absence, Thaksin continued to enjoy substantial support and to exercise influence on Thai politics. After the 2006 coup, a pro-Thaksin faction was formed, known as the United Front of Democracy Against Dictatorship, UDD, which opposed military rule and the influence of the royalist military and bureaucratic elites. Its supporters came principally from the north, northeast and the urban poor, and distinguished themselves by wearing red shirts. An anti-Thaksin movement, the People's Alliance for Democracy, or PAD, who wear yellow shirts, draws its support largely from the upper and middle-class residents of Bangkok and the south. In 2008, the PAD protested against the installation of Thaksin's brother-in-law as prime minister by seizing Bangkok airport. The PPP was dissolved, its supporters transferring their allegiance to the Democratic Party, which took over the government, or the Puer Thai Party. Clashes between the red and yellow factions became common. In the 2011 elections, the Puer Thai Party, led by Thaksin's sister, Yinluck, won an absolute majority and instituted a policy of buying rice at inflated prices from farmers, which proved economically disastrous. Her government's plans for a political amnesty that would pardon political prisoners and allow her brother to return to Thailand were opposed by the People's Democratic Reform Committee, led by Suthep Thangsuban. To resolve the impasse, she called a snap election early in 2014, which was boycotted by the opposition. The Constitutional Court annulled the result. After violent clashes in the streets, the army intervened to stop disorder and social disparity. Martial law was declared and a military junta installed, led by General Prayut Chan-o-cha. In 2015, Yingluck Shinawatra was impeached, while her brother in exile remains an eminence grise. Government and politics. Thailand is a constitutional monarchy with a parliament consisting of a 150-member Senate, Wuti Sapa, and a 500-member House of Representatives, Sapa Puten Rasadon. There is universal suffrage, and everyone over the age of 17 is entitled to vote. Elections are held every 4 years. Candidates for the House of Representatives have to be at least 25 years old and hold a bachelor's degree. 375 members are elected on a constituency basis, and the remaining 125 on a proportional basis from party lists. The Prime Minister has to be elected by a majority in the House of Representatives. To become a minister, one must be 35 or over. Candidates for the Senate must be at least 40 and hold a bachelor's degree. The Thai party system. Normally, a party is a loose alliance of individuals clustered around a key figure, not a grouping with a particular ideological persuasion. Party loyalties tend to be fickle, with members ready to change allegiances at the drop of a hat. Most elected governments have been coalitions. In 2013, the majority party in the National Assembly was the Pu Thai Party, which governs in coalition with four smaller parties. The Democrats are the main opposition. There are nine other parties in the National Assembly, the largest being the Bum Jai Thai Party and the Chatai Patana Party. Town and country. The modern aspect of Bangkok, with its high-rise buildings, its well-stocked shops selling Western goods, its populace dressed in the latest fashions, its polluted air and infernal traffic jams, may well suggest that this is a city like any other. The international beach resorts may not seem very different from those you find in other countries, but do not be taken in by appearances. Enter one of the many temple compounds around the city, leave the main thoroughfare, and go down a back street or take a long-tailed boat along a canal into the country, and you'll discover a different Thailand that seems completely at variance with the hustle and bustle of the city. This is the real Thailand, where tradition is deep-rooted. Bangkok dominates the country economically, culturally, and politically. Any provincial with ambition aspires to a job there, even though living conditions tend to be much more pleasant elsewhere. Much of industry and all the major companies are based or headquartered there. It accounts for more than half of the national total of telephones and cars, and this is why the city's traffic jams are so notorious. Bangkok is the original name for the area and means the village of wild plums. When it became the capital, it was given a new name, Krung Thep. This is a shortened version of the official title for the city, which is the City of Celestial Beings, the Great City, the residence of the Emerald Buddha, the impregnable city of Indra, the grand capital of the world endowed with nine precious gems, the happy city abounding in enormous royal palaces that resemble the heavenly abode where the reincarnated gods reside, a city given by Indra and built by Vishnukam. Several of Thailand's most historical monuments are situated here, notably the Grand Palace and the Temple of the Emerald Buddha, Wat Pra Khao. Bangkok, with its intricate network of canals, was once described as the Venice of the Orient. Like Venice, it's sinking, but unlike Venice, several of the canals have been paved over to make roads. Modern Bangkok is polluted, dirty, and overdeveloped, and its infrastructure is creaking. Attempts have been made to move the capital away from Bangkok, but have repeatedly failed, for despite the deteriorating living conditions, nobody is willing to leave. However, at long last, brave attempts have been made to overcome the city's chronic traffic problems. In 1999, an overhead mass transit railway opened, known as the SkyTrain, and 40 years after the idea was first mooted, an underground railway, Subway, opened in 2004, which has interchanges with the SkyTrain. The provinces are very different. No provincial city comes anywhere near Bangkok in size. The largest provincial capital is Nakhon Ratchasima, with around 430,000 residents, while Chiang Mai has only 250,000. But 80% of the population lives in the countryside, cultivating the fields as it has over the centuries, the large numbers of country people drift to Bangkok to do seasonal work. There is a strong sense of community in these places, and unless they're on the tourist trail, they're less affected by foreign influences. However, it's encouraging to see how the rural communities, including hill tribe communities, are beginning to share in the country's newfound prosperity. Chapter 2. Values and Attitudes. Knowing one's place. Few social systems can have been as thoroughly worked out as that of King Trailok of Ayutthaya in the 15th century, who ranked the citizenry by a system of numbers, Sakdina. A slave was allocated 5 points, a peasant 25, a craftsman in government service 50, and so on. If you became a top official, your score jumped to 10,000. The Sakdina system gave the right to certain grants of land commensurate with rank and permeated all economic, legal and social life for 400 years or so. It was not abolished until King Chulalongkorn came to the throne in the late 19th century, and it would seem that vestiges of the system live on in the Thai psyche. Although there is more social mobility in Thailand now, there are many of the older generation who accept their position in life unquestioningly. They reason that if you have low status in this life, it must be a result of misdeeds committed in a previous life. In Buddhist belief, the moral law of karma determines that if you lead a virtuous life now, the chances are that you will enjoy a better status when you're reborn. It's no use complaining since everyone else is in the same boat. However, education is increasingly seen as the pathway to a good job, and this has led to a record 22% of Thais enrolling in higher education. Status and face. Many Thais aspire to positions in the civil service, even though most government jobs are badly paid. Being a civil servant gives you prestige and security, however lowly your position. If you are a teacher, ayan, you are especially highly regarded, though still poorly paid. Working in business, even if you are a very successful business person, is less well thought of. However, successful people are universally admired. Work in an office or shop is more highly regarded than a manual job. At one time, office girls would have long fingernails to indicate that they did not perform menial tasks. A pale complexion is also indicative of high status, and many Thai women go to great lengths to shield themselves from the sun. Medically, of course, this is a more sensible idea than exposing oneself to the risk of sunburn and skin cancer through sunbathing, as many foreign tourists do. The people like the status that goes with the job, even if it's a non-job. In the Thai civil service, you'll occasionally find people whose jobs have become redundant, but who still retain their splendid offices. To dismiss them would cause them humiliation or loss of face, a very important aspect of status. The Thais will experience shame if they do something that others would regard as dishonourable, and they expect to be treated honourably and not have their dignity offended. It's not the money. I once got talking to a seller of pornographic magazines in Chinatown, Bangkok. He was doing a roaring trade and obviously earning good money, but confessed that he was dissatisfied with what he did for a living. His was a low-status job, and he wished he could get into a profession with status. Status is shown by the clothes you wear and the cars you drive, which is perhaps why in the boom years of the 1990s, Thailand was one of the biggest markets for Mercedes-Benz cars. Many Thais prefer to drive to work through horrendous traffic jams rather than travel by the new SkyTrain for the simple reason they would lose face by so doing. Respect for others and the way. The Thais are respectful people. Children are brought up to respect their elders and to defer to authority. If a person has a higher rank than you in society, he or she is worthy of respect, and a good employee acknowledges the superiority of his boss and does not contradict him. Students respect their teachers and will not dare to argue with them or even ask them questions. One of the ways the Thais demonstrate respect is to press their